The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody jump! Yes.
A good Thursday morning to one and all. It's Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live, Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocky Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way. Bogus with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Oh, Moose, it's just great to see you. I mean, it's probably the best part of my life every day.
There you go.
6 a.m. Eastern right here with Mike, Pete, Andrew, and of course, Mark Belousis. Yeah, this is what we do.
This is
how we roll. This is what's the expression? Fruits of our labor? Is that the right expression?
Yeah.
This is the fruits of our labor. This is our love fest. This is how we rock and roll on Thursday. Just like tomorrow, we'll be back here again. But we just love everyone here. I love everyone in the newsroom. I love everybody who works in the company. I love everybody out in the street.
Do, yeah.
I know you love everybody too. You're the same way as me. So yeah, I just try. That's that. Yeah.
I'm glad.
I'm still working on the. I know you didn't ask, but I'm still working on the jerseys. So I won't get into that again. I'm still working on. Yeah, I know. It's depressing. I'm still working on which old school jersey I'm buying myself.
Nice.
That's
what
it's for Christmas.
Very good.
I'm looking for an old school jersey.
Very nice. Cool.
Yeah. Leaning towards the orange La Alzado Denver Broncos.
Nice.
So
well, there you go. We'll get more into that as the show goes along.
Do you want me to buy one for you?
No.
Do you want the Sonny Jurgensen?
No. I appreciate it, though. Well, thank you, though.
All right.
But thank you for the offer.
Yeah, it's just the holiday season.
You're a man of giving.
Well, you know. That's someone's got to give around here.
I mean,
Well,
how about everything surrounding Kaepernick and his workout coming up on Saturday, Taz?
Yeah. It's interesting, right? I mean, because it's Saturday, which is some people think is strange. Do you think it's strange that it's Saturday right before all the NFL games?
I think so. With all the college games going on. I think it probably is a little bit weird. I mean, maybe, if you make the argument that it's during the week, teams are then preparing for next Sunday's game as well.
Yeah,
so,
busy. Yeah,
right.
Busy.
I mean, if you're a general manager and you want to go watch him work out on Saturday, I'm sure it's easy to get down to Atlanta, right? I mean, it's one of the transportation hubs in North America. So there's a lot of layover flights. That's a place
big airport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Huge airport. You're right about that. And so, I mean, it's not a difficult place to go out there and get to, nor is a general manager, you know, that much in play in terms of watching a guy work out, in terms of getting a team prepared for an NFL game on a Sunday. So you could certainly take one of your scouts, maybe off a college game, and watch and send them over to the personal workout, too. I know people are saying, wow, why is it on a Saturday? I mean, maybe that's just the easiest way. And I think people want to be ultra critical, but the NFL is certainly providing an opportunity here for Colin Kaepernick.
Sure.
Now, the interesting thing is, yeah, I guess the NFL told Kaepernick and his team that they would provide a list of executives and coaches who will be attending the workout. But now that list is not going to be provided. So, I mean, I don't know what to read into that, in terms of the National Football League, but read into it what you will.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Moose, I think it's really, there's a great shot that you're not going to get any head coaches there before their games, unless somebody's on a bye. You know, last report that I read, I think it was something like 10 teams are interested in coming to see Kaepernick work out on Saturday. So, but I don't think you're going to get a lot of head coaches there. Because these guys are either travel with the team or really game prepping. I've never been an NFL head coach, obviously, but I don't think they have to be there. I think that if your GMs are there, if your scouts are there, there's video technology. I mean, you could take an iPhone and video someone, and so if the digital quality is legit, you can get a good feel. I think all these NFL head coaches, it don't take much for them to watch someone's release point, his footwork. Look, he's going to be in great shape. We discussed that yesterday. He's obviously experienced. He's a grown-ass man. He's not a kid coming out of high school or college. So, I think some folks made too big of a deal out of the fact that, you know, like you kind of alluded to, like it's Saturday. Even though head coaches aren't going to be there, GM should be there. Why is it GM? Most of these guys are flying on private planes, these GMs. So, So you go to Atlanta, to the point you made about the airport, we were making the airport, you go to Atlanta, you watch a guy work out, and then you fly to whatever destination your NFL team is at.
Right. I don't disagree with you. It's not like the workout's going to take 12 hours either.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that's
so
a good point.
I guess there's a little bit of confusion. There's confusion in terms of Kaepernick was, I guess his representatives were under the belief that they were going to have a list of, you know, the executives and coaches and scouts that were going to be attending. The NFL then, according to sources, basically said they never promised that. They were informed 10 a.m. Tuesday morning that this workout was going to be held Saturday down in Atlanta. Kaepernick and his representatives asked if they could work out on Tuesday or on a Tuesday, maybe obviously a week ahead of time, because a week later, this upcoming Tuesday, because that's usually when workouts are held across the National Football League, so that would be easier for coaches and general managers to be able to get to the workout,
right?
As compared to a Saturday. You look at it on a Saturday as well. I mean, you've heard some scouts or teams complain that it's on a Saturday when a lot of the teams are sending their scouts out to college football games across America.
Sure.
So to scout, incoming, you know, seniors and juniors, they're going to be entering the NFL draft next late April.
Right, right.
So there's complaints about that. Now, you know, I do think we're kind of nitpicking here. Reportedly, Kaepernick's representatives have gotten calls from teams explaining to them why they will not be attending or that they will not be attending the workout, just to give them a heads up. I mean, you know, I do think when I look at the situation, it's almost like I would say, you know, saving face or avoiding criticism,
yeah.
Even if you're not interested in going or not interested in signing Kaepernick, that you send Kaepernick. You want things to be on the up and up, right? You want Colin Kaepernick to be given every opportunity to work out for teams, to show where he is physically, that he can still play the position and can still play quarterback, that his time away, his talents and his skill set have not eroded with his time away from the NFL football field. With that being said, though, Taz, I look at this scenario and I say, well, I mean, what are we being judged on, right? Kaepernick, you know, you want an opportunity to work out, they're giving you an opportunity to work out. For NFL teams, you shouldn't be judged, or should anybody judge you, whether or not you're attending the workout. I don't think all 32 teams in the National Football League need to be represented, because everyone's quarterback situation is a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants, I mean, I don't think have any interest in signing Colin Kaepernick. Neither do the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
I mean, so
I agree.
They're a team, so why waste the fuel? Why waste the time and send them to go work out down there, to watch a workout down in Atlanta, if you have no interest in signing Colin Kaepernick because you are set at the quarterback position? So, you know, we can go round and around here. I mean, I think the workout is going to take place. You hope that it's attended well. But even if it's 5, 6, 7 teams that attend the workout, I mean, it's 5, 6, 7 teams that you believe have a general interest in bringing you in and signing you.
Well, right. Why waste time, right? Exactly. Why waste money, time, effort? Let me ask you your opinion. You think that a team that has a quarterback that is, you know, maybe a little long on the tooth, but yet, you know, tremendous, like the New England Patriots, like with Brady. Maybe they come and check him out as a that type of guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a Chicago Bears, who's they got major issues.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that type of thing. Bengals, that type of thing. You know what I mean? But to me, Moose, the thing is, like, you're going to go and do the workout. It's a pro day, as we discussed yesterday. That's what it really is. And the main thing, like the toughest thing for quarterbacks to deal with, is making quick decisions and dealing with guys physically coming at them in their face. And those are the things you don't see in these pro days. So that's what I want to see out of Cap, that he hasn't had a legitimate NFL linebacker blitz A-gap on him, or defensive lineman or edge rushers coming at him while he's got to make a decision who to throw the ball to. It's a game situation. You know, and you're not going to get that in a pro day. You're going to get a guy who's going to be in great shape, who's going to throw the ball like a rocket. He's going to do all those things. I mean, these pro days, they're all, it's just to see what kind of shape someone's in. I mean, I get it. I mean, I guess they realize, you know, he's obviously, you know, he is a pro. He's a pro's pro. He knows what he's doing. But like I said yesterday, I do think the game has, every year, this game gets faster and faster and faster. And when you're away from it, you know, your instincts, I'm assuming, slow down. And that's, I know that's kind of not the topic we're talking about. We're talking about why is the NFL doing this? Why is it happening Saturday? Is it a publicity stunt? All these other things. But I'm thinking about the physical end of it, too. You know what I mean? Like, what is a team going to look at when they see Kaepernick? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that he can, you know, make all the throws, that that he's there physically, that, you know, his skill set has not eroded over the course of time, right? I would think those would be all the things you're going to look at. And plus, you want to talk about and have an interview with him and chat with him. And see where he is mentally as well.
That's a good point. I think that
all plays a role. I mean, the Dolphins, Lions, Falcons, Buccaneers, Broncos, Redskins, Cowboys, and Cardinals are the teams that are on record, reportedly, that are going to be down at the Falcons practice facility on Saturday for the workout. Eric Reed, the Panthers safety, former 49er, who we know took a knee with Colin Kaepernick out there in San Francisco. He said that, you know, in terms of the workout, I'll believe it when I see it. At this point, it feels like a PR stunt. You know, we said at the time, it's like the NFL, you know, kind of washing their hands of the situation, saying we're going to provide you an opportunity. And honestly, you know, it is an opportunity. Whether you like the day or not, you know, it is an opportunity. If Colin Kaepernick, here's the thing, whether it be a Saturday or a Tuesday, If a team wants to sign Colin Kaepernick, they're going to sign him. It's not on the day, you know, it's not like they're doing some disservice to Colin Kaepernick because of the day that they're putting it on. I get on Tuesday, that's when most workouts happen, Taz. But mind you, this is the NFL where it's all about the wins. It's all about the bottom lines. Bottom line, if teams believe Colin Kaepernick can help them win football games, they're going to bring him in. Whether this workout happens on a Sunday morning, a Saturday night, on a Wednesday at midnight. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand all the complaints. And you want to say the NFL hasn't done right by Colin Kaepernick? There was that lawsuit, right? And they ended up settling that lawsuit. I'm not telling you the National Football League has handled this situation properly. I'm not telling you that, you know, Colin Kaepernick has not been blackballed. He has by the National Football League. We understand that. We get it. They don't want to deal with the distraction. They looked at the skill set and said it's not worth it. However, this is an opportunity. And, you know, I don't know if I necessarily have to have all the teams involved in order to say, okay, this is on the up and up, because all it takes is one. Mm-hmm. As long as one of those teams, or maybe one of them doesn't. Right, but it's an opportunity nonetheless.
Listen, everything you said, I'm down with you. I completely agree. And you're right. And the way you put it is perfect. It is an opportunity. And just by him wanting that opportunity, just by him showing up in Atlanta, no matter what day it is, to your point, no matter what time of night or morning or day it is, shows his desire, okay, shows his desire to get back in the game. And we know he's has been wanting to. And for teams to show up, yeah, I'm sure you'll get a handful of teams that are just doing it so there's no backlash on them. But I would think at least one, two, maybe four teams have legitimate interest in him that are there. And you're right, you can't play for three, four teams. You can only play for one. And it just takes one. And you're always auditioning. Okay, when you're out there, you're always auditioning. When you're in the entertainment field, and no matter if people like it or not, the NFL is the entertainment business. And it's an athletic world, obviously. We're in the entertainment business. We're always auditioning. When you're on the air, TV, microphone, what have you, as an athlete, playing, competing, you're always auditioning for that next team, that next job, that next company, that next platform. And that's an opportunity right here for Colin Kaepernick. It's an opportunity. You're right. And I don't.
But then why do we get to the complaints then?
You mean by people saying, why is it not Tuesday?
It's
and all that stuff.
It's a PR stunt. It's disingenuous. That it should have been on a Tuesday. And we're getting into the, you know, kind of the, you know, we're nitpicking in terms of, you know, providing Kaepernick's camp with a list of the teams that are going to be invited or the teams that have agreed to come down and watch a workout. Why are we getting into all this then? Why are we getting into the weeds of this scenario instead of...
I know it's more or less a rhetorical question you're asking. It sounds like that, but I'll say this. I'll answer it. I do think that the reason why is because this guy's name is just polarizing. He's a lightning rod. And the whole situation with the national anthem and the knee and everything we had a few years ago. And this thing had died down. No one was complaining about the NFL. You watch games just like we said when this thing happened. You know, once you stop broadcasting the national anthem, you know, you're not going to see players if they're taking a knee, if they're in the locker room, if they're standing, if they're holding hands. It's a non-issue. And now I guess now here you go. Now you bring Kaepernick back in the fold, and I'm not. I'm good either way. I don't care. I don't. Everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. I'm not like that, so I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment on who takes it and who doesn't. But now, when you bring this guy back, now all these other things come up. You know, at the end of the day, does it really matter? No, it doesn't. If this guy's a good enough quarterback to help some NFL franchise, and this guy wants to work, needs to work, or just wants to keep playing, no matter what day of the week it is, who cares? Even if it is a publicity stunt, you're putting the guy in front of coaches and GMs, okay? And if he does well, which he's going to, there's going to be a suitor. I promise you there's going to be a suitor.
Yeah, you know,
it's happening. I mean, guarantee it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd
You don't think so?
I'm not so sure. I mean, I think there could be.
There will be.
I mean, I don't know if I necessarily needed to see Colin Kaepernick have a personal workout or a pro day down in Atlanta. I would have then, if I was interested in signing Kaepernick, then when I tried to bring him in for a personal workout, you know, at my team facility and headquarters and chat with him then.
Well, I think, well, hold on a second. But here's the thing with that. I don't think you get teams doing that because then you're giving them a lot of leverage. Like you're giving them a lot of leverage completely that you want him. Well, as opposed to putting, you know, the NFL is putting him out there in front of whatever team wants to come down.
Am I really? Because there are guys that work out all the time.
Yeah, not with this guy's name, no, Moose.
No, I know that.
Not with his name power.
No, I get it, but there are guys, I mean, every week, I mean, you don't hear about all the guys.
Because they're nobody.
Well, no, there are some.
I'm not trying to be rude, but.
No, but there are some guys.
They're not this guy's level.
Not to the level of Colin Kaepernick. I don't disagree with you there, but there are guys that have done stuff in the National Football League that have been starters.
I don't mean to knock those guys.
No, I know you're not knocking those guys. My point being, I'm not going to tell you that they've got a $1 million contract with Nike as a sponsorship deal. I agree that Colin Kaepernick is a different case. I don't know if I necessarily agree in terms of the leverage angle if you're going to work out. I don't know if I'd necessarily say that I believe that Colin Kaepernick definitely is going to get signed. I think it's been a massive issue. I think it's been a headache. And obviously, I don't think the National Football League has done right by Kaepernick here. Now, with all that being said, I also don't think it's God-given right that he have to have a job in the National Football League, too. I mean, I do think that, you know, whether it be you know, the skill set, the offense he's comfortable in running, the distractions. I think all NFL teams kind of want to go away from, you know, certainly the distractions. They don't want distractions. They don't want guys that are going to create an issue in that clubhouse or locker room to where guys are not focused on football. And that's what I mean by the issue. I'm not talking about what he was standing up for or kneeling down for. I think obviously bringing about change in our society is good. Speaking up for the African-American community is good. He's been certainly a guy that's trying to undo a lot of social injustice. All that is great. Colin Kaepernick's work has been fantastic. But football coaches want guys focused on football. They don't want anything else. I mean, that's it. I mean, they don't want you. You know, there are coaches that don't want you thinking about your family. They don't want you thinking about, you know, a birthday coming up, an anniversary coming up. What do they want you to think about? What's the call going to be on third and long in the third quarter? We're down six. What's the best play we're going to run? What's the, you know, that's what they want. You know,
complete dedication and focus.
Right. Yeah. And that's on every level. That's on the high school level. That's on the college level. Yeah. That's on the NFL level.
Yep.
No, and regardless of level of college you're playing to, Division One, Division Two, FBS, FCS, it doesn't matter. That's what coaches want. They want to minimize as many distractions as they can. I guess, Taz, what would avoid criticism in this situation? Because the critics are now out. They're criticizing this scenario. What would have avoided the criticism? If it was on a Tuesday, would everything been right with the world? If all teams are not represented, is that a slight on Colin Kaepernick? Even if you don't have an interest in bringing a quarterback in, I guess it's almost like once the NFL decided to step out and do this, I felt like they were going to get criticized regardless, right? If Kaepernick doesn't get signed, then to your point, it is. People are going to look at it. Well, it's just a PR stunt with the NFL trying to wash their hands of the scenario, saying we've done all that we can.
Yeah, right. And, yes, correct. And I think, like I said, I think he's going to get signed. Seems like you're not.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, everybody out there, you guys call the show. Do you think Colin Kaepernick will get signed by one of these teams? 855-212-4227. Let us know. Tell us what you think.
There you have it. That's the question of the morning. It gets us going here on this Thursday morning. It's Taz and the Moose. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Colin Kaepernick will find an NFL home? It's Taz and the Moose. on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. We fired out the question with everything surrounding the Colin Kaepernick workout. A little over 48 hours from now, on Saturday, down at the Falcons practice facility. Do you think it's a PR stunt? Do you think it's disingenuous? Do you think it's on the up and up? Do you think Colin Kaepernick will have a job in the National Football League come this time next week? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Bogish is in the house. What's up? First time this morning.
Oh,
good morning,
hey,
Andrew.
Everybody.
Hello.
There you go.
How are you? Yes. That's
my new favorite sound.
That's it.
That seems like too many.
The sounds of explosions.
Yes, yes. Happy Thursday.
What's going on, buddy?
So the Rockets and Clippers played a fun one last night in Houston.
Oh, did they? Really?
Yeah, you guys will get to the Rivers family battle later in the show.
We got to try.
It's on the rundown. It's on the rundown.
Guess what? Hey, guess what? Okay, guess what?
Guess what?
I don't care what's on the rundown. The show has always been and will remain organic.
Agreed.
So I am not a robot. I am not a dictionary. I am not a dictator. I don't even know if that made sense. Well, I'm just saying my end. So you could talk about it. Maybe I'm mentally going to be in a different space.
Oh, that's great.
That could happen. You know that, Moose.
Way to play off your
I don't need the update guy, Andrew Bogish, the hot shot, coming in here telling me what I'm going to talk about later because it's on a run sheet. I don't give a rat's ass about this run sheet.
All right.
You understand that, Andrew? I don't care. I'm Organic Jones. This is what I do. This is my fun side. Organic.
This does sound fun.
It sounds great.
Yeah,
it sounds really,
it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll take one. Yeah.
You're going to talk about it because it's on a run sheet. Oh. Go.
That was just a quick.
Fly a kite.
Just a quick reference, not any near close to a demand, but you can take it however
How's
you want.
How's everyone's Thursday doing, all right?
Yeah, so it was great until about 90 seconds ago.
Go
Moose,
ahead,
how do we allow that happening here? How are we allowing this?
It was just a
this?
Passing comment.
Thank you, Moose.
I don't think he meant anything by it.
Mike?
I think his point was he didn't want to talk about it now and steal it from you later.
Thank you. I was actually being a team player, but again, you can hear it however you want to.
Listen, Mark Belusis and I.
Mm. Oh, well, finally we get a wee.
Do you want to be in this, though, Moose?
I don't know if you want to be in this one.
Yeah. No, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe
we
not.
Don't need,
Taz.
The last thing we need is trigger point topics. Okay, we are professional people. We are broadcasters. We are sportscasters. We've won multiple awards for speaking.
Right. Multiple awards.
Yeah, separately in our careers.
Separately, correct.
Okay, Andrew? And you can make eye contact with me.
I'm an Emmy winner.
I might have to throw a cup of coffee in your direction to get your attention.
I'm in on that.
Don't
I could
do
use some time off.
No, Bogish would like the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Throw the coffee in his face.
Come on over.
But there's a lawsuit if I miss. What if I throw it and I miss?
Either way, Bogish
will make sure. Bogish will make sure you hit.
Yeah, but none of the cameras are on.
They'll know the direction that it goes.
Well, it's either emotional or physical damage. Either way, I win, you lose.
This guy's too much.
Yeah. Someone took that little test that took 2 days on the internet. Remember, you guys don't.
Go ahead, Andrew.
3 days.
So maybe it's possible if the universe moves them to. You'll hear about Doc Rivers and Austin Rivers later on. Right now, you get Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley. If you follow the NBA, you know they are not friends. Beverley tried to harass James Harden into a bad game last night. Russ happy to point out that Harden scored 47 on his sworn enemy.
Pat Bev trick y'all, man, like he play defense. You don't guard nobody, man. Just running around.
and doing nothing. All that commotion to get finished.
47 points on 7 threes for Harden in a 103-92 victory. The Lakers stayed hot, 120-94 over the Warriors. LeBron, 23 points and 12 assists, while Anthony Davis rested his shoulder and ribs. The Celtic win streak is 9 after outscoring the Wizards, 140-133. Those are the most points Boston has scored since 1992. The Magic dumped the Sixers, 112-97. And the Grizzlies snuck past the Hornets.
Morant, double team comes, goes at Cody Martin, into the lane, hangs in the air, gets it onto the window.
No!
It falls in! The bucket as Ja Morant splits three Hornet defenders for a go-ahead left-handed finger roll. You gotta be kidding me.
Eric Castleton on Grizzlies Radio, 119-170 in the final over those Hornets. Morant scored the winner with 0.7 seconds left in front of nearly 100 family and friends. He's from South Carolina, so playing in Charlotte, kind of a homecoming. Ohio State had a pretty good Wednesday. Defensive end Chase Young suspended for a second game only. There was speculation it would be four. Young will miss Saturday's walkover against Rutgers. All of this because he took a loan from a family friend, which has been deemed an extra benefit. And then Buckeyes basketball pounded 10th-ranked Villanova 76-51. It couldn't have gone much better, says head coach Chris Holtman.
Probably two or three times have I ever been a part of a game as a head coach where almost everything kind of goes your way.
Elsewhere, number 4 Louisville handled Indiana State 91-62, and number 11 Texas Tech dropped Houston Baptist 103-74. It's the Browns and Steelers in Cleveland on Thursday Night Football. Colts QB Jacoby Brissett returned to a full practice yesterday, putting him on target to start Sunday, but Niners tight end George Kittle expected to miss another game with his knee injury. Jacob DeGrom and Justin Verlander are the 19th and 20th pitchers to win multiple Cy Young Awards. The Mets ace won his second in a row, the 7th NL pitcher to accomplish that. And on ice last night, the Capitals outlasted the Flyers 2-1 in a shootout for a 13-game point streak, and the Islanders topped the Leafs 5-4 Toronto on a 3-game skid. Back to whomever wants it.
All right.
God, you know what?
Thank you, Andrew. Well
You're
done.
Welcome, Moose. Thank you. Yeah.
Job well done. That was a hell of an update.
I enjoyed it.
Winning update.
It means a lot coming from you, Moose. Thank you.
Mike Bisseglia will have an award for you.
You know what? Don't even talk to
High
me, Andrew. If you don't want to talk to me anymore, don't talk to me. I don't care. Just walk out. I don't. Just walk away.
Taz is not affected.
Just walk out. I'm an award winner. And Moose is an award winner. We won awards.
Yes. Mine's a little bit more significant than yours.
Doesn't matter. I want a podcaster award.
I want an Emmy.
I still think the company made that for me.
No, I don't think so.
I think mine was work.
No. Yours was legit. Mine's just on a different level.
Yeah, I know. You had the Emmy. That's why.
The Emmy.
I kind of rubbed up against you when I mentioned it. I was really just trying to get the rub off.
Hey, listen,
success as a sportscaster, broadcaster.
I know. I haven't been rubbed up against in a while.
Well, it's just an expression. I'm a little sick of this Andrew Bogus, I got to tell you.
I can tell.
It's been a couple of years. It's starting to really make me, like, angry. Like, I'm really starting. I'm trying. My inside voice is starting to come out. That's just a portion of my inside voice. It's a lot of big voices inside of me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A line. That was
it's unbelievable. You guys are going to get to it later.
Yes.
No. I don't like taking orders from anybody.
Let's hear from
anybody.
He was just playing along here. Let's try to be a team guy. Let's hear from the Jets CEO, Chris Johnson, yesterday as he's taken over for Woody. Woody is an ambassador in the Trump administration for the United Kingdom. So here is Chris Johnson, Woody's brother, yesterday on the future of Adam Gase.
I want to assure you there will be no changes.
None.
In coaches here. Adam has the trust of this team. Mm. He has the trust of Sam. Mm. He has Joe's trust. He has my trust.
He's got everyone's trust. My question is the job. Should he have that trust?
Well, he's got trust, and they can't win.
Does he deserve that trust? Has he done a good job here? Or is the team playing as well as you would expect? And I get the injuries. Everyone's got injuries. Herndon, C.J. Mosley, Sam Darnold out with mono. The deficiencies along the offensive line. Now Brian Winters going out there and playing with, torn labrum, dislocated shoulder. I get all the, we understand all the injuries. You look at this team, have they been put in the best possible position? position to win each and every week. And I get you're all in on Adam Gase. I mean, listen, Gase took over and you got rid of everyone else. You got rid of Maccagnan after he ran the NFL draft and instead Joe Douglas. You gave Joe Douglas, a Gase guy from Philadelphia, and needed to give him a 6-year deal to be your general manager, sight unseen, even with his reputation in the National Football League. So Joe Douglas is locked in for the next five and a half years here as Jets general manager. If he's not, he's going to get paid for the next 5.5 years in that guaranteed deal. I don't know if you're Chris Johnson, if that's exactly the message you want to be sending out there. And I get, you know, the public, the idea, but think about this. Adam Gase's job or the vitriol toward Adam Gase's head coach is so bad in the New York marketplace that the owner, the acting owner or the owner of the Jets, Christopher Johnson, needs to come out before week 11 of his first year as Jet head coach to come out and give him public support, a vote of confidence, saying he's my guy, and we haven't even gotten to year two. Mm. We're not even through week 11 of the NFL regular season. We're not even into December of his initial year, and the owner feels like he needs to come out and give the head coach a vote of confidence because of all the hatred toward Adam Gase.
Yeah. Yeah, and
How often do you see that at Taz? I mean, it might be the first thing. Usually in the first year, there's a little bit of a wedding, right? A little bit of a honeymoon, as they would say in the trade.
There's no honeymoon here. He's trying to solidify it now and tell everyone before the season ends. You know why? Because I think a lot of Jet fans probably realize, people who cover the Jets closely, you got a guy in that staff that probably do a much better job than Gase, and that's Greg Williams. Okay, Greg Williams probably do a much better job.
I would agree with that.
You know, so... You know, but they want to go with Adam Gase because he's younger, probably less abrasive, whatever the hell the reason is. But Greg Williams knows what he's doing and did a good job when he took over for the Browns last year. Real good job. So
don't disagree.
You know, you want Gase to be your guy and stay your guy and keep everybody chill? All right, fine. But, you know, the team is in dead last in the AFC East. Okay, they're 2-7 right now. Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, your quarterback at the mono, that doesn't help. But, you know, you got a guy named Lev Bell who's there. Was probably one of the better running backs in the league. You know, you got to work on that offensive line a little bit. You got some good guys came out of college defensively. I mean, you got Jamal Adams, a hell of a D-back. I mean, you got some good players, and you're still dead last. I mean, so I just don't know how much Gase connects with the team. Like, I don't know how much he connects with these guys.
But, Taz, all right, say if he connects brilliantly. Say if they walk in, they're like, there's my coach. We love Adam Gase, right? Say he connects, and the connectivity is not the problem. My question is the game planning, right? Actually coaching the team to get the best out of the team, right? You know, the head coach doesn't have to be everybody's best friend.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
He doesn't. Bill Belichick's not everybody's buddy up there in New England. He's not walking around asking how your family's doing, you know, seeing exactly what you're making this upcoming Sunday. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? He's not everybody's buddy. But what Bill Belichick does do is he gets the best out of his team.
Right.
So even if Adam Gase, say the connectivity is not a problem, right? And the quarterback is, you know, here's the one thing I'd say. Has the quarterback gotten better? We talked to Ryan Wilson earlier in the week, and he brought up a good, if Andy Reid is coaching the Jets, do you think we're seeing a better Sam Darnold than we are right now with Adam Gase? I think unquestionably the answer to that is yes.
I completely agree.
I think Andy Reid, if he's the Jet head coach, I think Sam Darnold is showing you growth at the quarterback position. You have seen more of a regression in Darnold than a growth, and then you look at the preparedness of this team and whether they are put in the best possible position game planning-wise in order to succeed on Sundays. And my answer to that is majority of the time they are not. So, you know, Gase can be Chris Johnson's guy, Taz. You know, ultimately he's going to be judged on the results. And the team has played really poorly when the owner is saying this. And then GM Joe Douglas a couple weeks back right around the NFL trade deadline, I think on October 29th, right around 5:30, 6 o'clock, he addressed the media saying, you know, we're not as bad or we've played better than what our record is or the way, you know, the scoreboard. He's basically intimating that, you know, just don't look at the scores. We played better than what the scores have shown you.
The scores are what matter, though, bro.
That's nonsense.
right,
I agree with you. No, they haven't. The score. You're deserving. When you lose 33-0 to the Pats, when you don't have a third down conversion against New England earlier in the year, even with Luke Falk at quarterback, you know, that's dreadful football. That's bad football.
Bad football.
Stop drinking the Kool-Aid that Adam Gase is this all of a sudden superhuman offensive mind and quarterback guru. The offense has not been great.
No, it hasn't been great. Yeah, I mean, it's just typical Jets. It's just it's been going on for years. No matter who's running it, who's the coach, there's always some just stupid comments, stupid front office brass, ridiculous stuff going on. It's been like this forever, dude. That's why I'm so glad I'm not with this team as a fan anymore.
And a Bills fan.
I'm a Bills fan.
No, I get it.
But
I get it.
You know, but listen, there's never nothing out of Buffalo. It's nice.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I understand.
There's never no nothing.
I know. You got to go win a football game, though.
Well, we won six so far.
I know. You won six. You lost to the Browns. That was a tough one.
Well, we're not going to live in last week. Spoken as a Redskin fan, Mark Belushi.
No, I'm jealous. Jealous.
No, really don't be jealous of my team. We're not
I
that
am
good.
Jealous. What are we're you not serious? That good. At least you're on some kind of a winning path.
Well, I predicted in the beginning of the year that the Bills would win the AFC. I mean, the AFC East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Well, here's my question. Okay, we threw well, that's probably not going to happen, right? But, like, you mentioned the Washington Redskins, right?
Yeah.
You know, Haskins is starting the rest of the way. Like, what do you think you're going to get from Dwayne Haskins? He looks so wet behind the ears, so inexperienced.
I know.
He looks so bad.
Yeah.
And the Redskins are going to be at the Kaepernick. Here's my... All right, so we talk about just kind of circle everything up, right? The Redskins are going to be at the Kaepernick workout on Saturday.
Right.
They have a young quarterback.
Right. Yeah, well.
And Haskins.
That's a good point. So how does that make Haskins feel? Because Haskins knows
that they're going to be there. If you're Colin Kaepernick, you say, well, why are you here? You're
right.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
I want an opportunity to play, not to be a backup.
Well, I think they probably,
right?
I would think the Redskins probably think that he's not your guy, Haskins.
This soon?
Yeah.
Under the new stadium.
I think the kid could be good, but I just think that's what the Redskins are thinking.
They drafted him with the 15th overall pick.
I know, but
all of a sudden now he's done.
Well, that's your team, bro. That's what I mean.
Or for the Redskins, it's more of a PR stunt going to the Kaepernick workout.
Just to keep relevancy somehow.
Or just to be like, we're going to be there. It doesn't hurt. You know, we're going to send somebody there. It doesn't hurt. Plus, they're inept. I mean, who knows? I mean, the Redskins could have different factors in. But, I mean, what's the matter?
Nothing. Yeah, I'll tell you later.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Oh, you point a finger. You're pointing fingers all over the place. I'm like, what? It's like you're calling an audible at the line of scrimmage.
I'm multitasking. You know, I'm always multitasking.
I know you are.
Yeah,
yes. It's Taz and the Moose. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Cy Young Award winners. Another banner day for the Mets.
We'll
get into that.
More passive aggressiveness from Moose about the Mets.
None.
Can't wait.
The Gromination Day.
There we go.
It's Taz and the Moose. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio, that is where we're at. The Team of the Week is brought to you by Ferguson. This week's team, how about the Boston Celtics? The Celtics defeated the Washington Wizards last night, 140-133, to improve to 9-1 on the season, 5-0 at home. Boston has won 9 straight games. Brought to you by Ferguson. Hey, Trade Pros, Ferguson is proud to be a part of what you do with over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of OEM repair parts. Learn more at Ferguson.com. Cy Young Award winners were announced last night for Major League Baseball, as it is awards week. We've got the Rookies of the Year, the Managers of the Year, and now the Cy Young Awards for the AL and NL, respectively. The American League Cy Young Award went to Justin Verlander. Here he is after winning that award.
I think I've talked about this a lot recently in my career, just about perspective meaning a lot. And, 2011 was just a magical season. But, I hadn't really had to grind through much at that point in time. A lot's changed since then, personally and professionally. I mean, having come so close a couple other times, you know, just everything, all that this means, I mean, it's just such an incredible feeling. I can't even really put it into words right now.
Yeah, Verlander received 17 first-place votes. Cole received 13. His teammate down in Houston, Tampa Bay righty Charlie Morton, finished third a year after leaving Houston in free agency. So, two current Strohs, one former Stroh, and a soon-to-be former Stroh. Top three voting in the American League as far as the Cy Young is concerned. You know, I would have given, and I understand 8 years after winning his first, he wins his second, the 20th pitcher to win multiple Cy Young Awards, Taz. I would have given a lot more love to Gerrit Cole than he got. Yeah. He would have been my vote for Cy Young Award winner in the American League. I thought, though, last year, I thought Verlander probably should have won. Remember, Kate Upton went berserk on social media afterward. So I get, and he had a clearly a dominant year, and he was fantastic. There's no doubt about it. And he's a great pitcher. I'm not gonna scream and holler about it. My vote, though, if I had one, and I don't. I'm not a member of the Baseball Writers Association of America. I would have given it to Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think a lot of people. I was looking on social media last night. A lot of people were ticked. They felt like, you know, how the heck did Gerrit Cole not get the Cy Young? You know, Verlander, you know, had a great year, blah blah blah. But they felt like Gerrit Cole got robbed. That's what a lot of people the narrative. And I kind of agree. I think he should have gotten it too. But this is what happens in any kind of award stuff, as you know. It's like, you know, you never. It's tough to. I mean, the voting and all this stuff. And why don't you have a vote, by the way? You should be on that baseball.
You have to cover baseball full time. Like, you have to be a member of the Baseball Writers Association of America.
You've been covering baseball for years full time.
No. You have to write about it. You have to be out
So write about it. Write something.
No, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's not. I wish it was that easy. Right. I wrote column on it. Let me join the BBWA.
Let's go.
Right. Exactly right. I should be voting for the Hall of Fame. Verlander went 21-6. Leading the AL wins at 223 innings pitched, finished second to Cole in ERA at 2.58 in strikeouts as both men went over the 300K mark this past regular season. As far as the National League goes, Taz, and rightfully so, he joins rarefied air back-to-back Cy Youngs for Jacob deGrom of the Mets. As the season went along, his dominance, and he was not nearly as dominant, as 2018, but he wasn't all that far off either this past year. He had probably a 3- or 4-start stretch in which he really struggled, made the adjustment. He finished the season remarkably strong. He was great. Ryu faded down the stretch a little bit, but he gets, 25 of the 30 first-place votes. He wins that going away in an absolute romp, and Jacob deGrom deserving. Cy Young Award. I think right now you can make the argument he's right there as being the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. I mean, he's that good of a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's great. As a Met fan, I love him. I've always loved him. What's not to love? I mean, he's awesome. I just hope he can stay a Met forever, and I hope that maybe they can, go deep into the postseason next year, because love to see this guy just keep pitching all the way into once the weather gets cold for baseball, And, yeah, I mean, it's great. To win this thing twice for him is awesome. It's just, and he's earned it, and it's tough. Especially if he nudges out a guy like Max Scherzer, with the Nationals as a Met fan. That makes me happy,
Yeah, Ryu finished second. I said 25-20. I meant 29 of the 30 first-place votes for Jacob deGrom. Ryu got the other first-place vote, so it wasn't unanimous for deGrom. But Ryu finished his second. You mentioned Max Scherzer of the world champion Washington Nationals. They finished third.
Yeah. World champions. That's right. So, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's right. They won.
They won the World Series.
Yeah. But your inflection was interesting. And then you look at me. You saw that, right, Mike? I know you did.
Well, I looked at you. You rolled your eyes.
You looked at me and you go, world champion.
World champion.
Yeah,
world
it wasn't champion. like the way he said it. It wasn't part of your sentence.
It was a point of emphasis.
Listen, I'm a professional. I know about inflection.
He was a member of the world champion.
Yeah,
Washington Nationals.
Exactly. The little pause is nice, and then you looked at me too at the same time, and that's why you got an eye roll from me.
Lost to the AL champion. Astros.
That's right. The New York team from the American League didn't make it all the way when everybody thought, and they spent $5 zillion on
Astros.
All this great talent. Right, the Astros.
Correct. Yes.
Right. I just want to make sure I know what happened.
You're right. DeGrom won 11 games this past year. 2.43 ERA at the 255 strikeouts. Remarkable. You look at it as his stats and his dominance task got better as the season went along. It was fantastic.
And later on, we got to talk about the big holiday party that's coming here.
Yeah, December 9th.
Oh, you know the date, huh?
Yeah, we got emails.
We did?
Yeah. Pilates is working on your company email.
I got to check my email again.
Yeah,
Pilates fixed it the first time.
Well, obviously he's not. If you're like, what?
Well, because I don't...
It got sent out last week.
I must have missed that one.
Yes. It's Taz the Moose. Are we one step closer to a 17-game NFL season? We'll get into that next. An hour down, 2 big hours to play with, right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, CBS Sports Radio.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.